are the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you. Bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Well, good morning and welcome to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here. Bugs and Hugs, always love this hour of radio because it really is an opportunity to send out some hugs, recognizing some great things happening, some great people doing things in our province. But yeah, we can throw out some bugs too. That's what it's all about. If you've got something you want to share, it's bugging you, you want to get it off your chest, 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open as well. I'm actually going to start off with a conversation with a couple of guests here. This is a hug for a big event happening this weekend in Regina at Wascana Park. The Regina Dragon Boat Festival is back this weekend, bringing together paddlers and families and spectators from across Saskatchewan. This has actually been going for many years. 1992, I think it started up. I've got a couple of the organizers joining me today on the phone. Amber Joy Boyd, who is the president of the Regina Dragon Boat Festival. Amber, thank you for being here. Have I got you, Amber? Not sure what happened there. Ritu, have I got you on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, good. I had a button problem on my end, but Ritu and Amber, thank you both for being here. Ritu Kalra, Vice President of the Regina Dragon Boat Festival, and Amber Joy Boyd, who is the president. Amber, I said this has been going since 92. This has kind of become a tradition in Regina, has it not?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's a really great cultural tradition in Regina. We started in 92 with a lady from China. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce her name properly, so I'm not going to even try because I don't want to be offensive to anyone.
No problem.
But she actually brought over a very gorgeous trophy, which we're having repaired, so we will have it on display next year, and it will be a very nice tribute to the original festival, and that was the first Regina Dragon Boat Festival Cup, and that just started the whole thing, and it used to be a little bit bigger than it is now. We used to have 75 dragon boats out on the lake back in the 90s. And, you know, we've gone a little bit down from there. COVID hit a little bit hard, but we're building again. So it's amazing. It's such a fun event.
And you get a lot of spectators that come out to watch, correct?
Oh, yeah, no. We get hundreds of people out to the park every year to come watch this event. It's really fun for the whole family. We have a children's area. We have a market village. We have food vendors. We have the beer garden. So there's something for everybody. So there's not just the races. It's a whole family fun event.
When do the races actually kick off? If people are wanting to head down, watch the races, when should they be there?
On Saturday, it's Saturday, August 16th and 17th. On Saturday, there's actually a really neat opening ceremonies at 3:30. I know it's not the races, but it's pretty cool to watch, and that's at 3:30 and has a really, really cool cultural component. That's when we do our lion dance, which is kind of, people think of it as kind of the Chinese New Year dance, but it's with the big lion heads, the people who dance around the big lion heads. It's very, very neat. And then the races actually start about 5 o'clock on Saturday. They'll go from about 5 till 7 on Saturday, and then they'll start again on Sunday from about 10 till 6.
And where in Wascana Park does this actually, where will people be sitting to watch the races?
So you can sit all around. So Pine Island, the Pine Island parking lot is where our food trucks and our beer garden are set up. And then the timing tower, which is out on Pine Island, is where the officials will be to watch the finish line. So that's the best view of the finish line. And then the racers will be leaving from the marina over by the Bar Willows over on Broad Street. So anywhere along that area. So the Broad Street Bridge, like the Red Bridge in the park, anywhere along that stretch of the park is a great spot. So anywhere from Broad Street over to the Pine Island.
Amber Joy Boyd is one of my guests, president of the Regina Dragon Boat Festival. Ritu Kalra is also joining me, vice president of the festival. Is there a cost to get into this, Ritu?
Well, yes. So, you know, we had registrations on all summer for the boats. So, you know, if you can want to do a team of like maybe 20 to 25, 22 people, well, we had like, you know, an early bird for $945 for the bowls for the whole season. You get three free practices, and then you'll get to get together with a team and, you know, just race in the water.
So you've got the teams registered, but the spectators coming, is there a cost? Is it free to watch?
Oh, sorry. No, it's completely free.
Which, I mean, there's not many things in life that you can attend these days for free. So this event is one example of a couple happening this weekend where you take the family down. And as Amber just pointed out, this is a festival. So it's not just about what's going on in the water. Lots to see, do, and eat in and around the area. What's your message, Ritu, to people about this year's Regina Dragon Boat Festival?
Oh, well, I have a big hug for everybody, honestly. And I know that we have a rider's game going on the same day. But I'm just hoping to see a lot of people come by, you know, go to the rider's game, also come to us, you know, and have a full fun-filled day and evening for yourself. Mm-hmm. I just want to, again, you know, send a big hug out to all the Regina Dragon Boat team, the volunteers, the race crew, the food vendors, Cultural Village participants. You know, we're just hoping for an electric electric energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, just we hope that the race will be thrilling and our community, as forever, will be incredible.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to this. And I hope that I can have, you know, we can see more people here. We're trying to do a bigger festival next year. And if we get the love and the great vibes from the lovely Regina people, we will be doing better.
Good stuff. Well, there's a very good chance of getting more than just Regina people, because as you said, the rider game is on. So you could get people that are in town for that. Stop by the Dragon Boat Festival. Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you both on. That is Amber Joe Boyd and Ritu Kalra, both, of course, are members of the executive for the Regina Dragon Boat Festival. That's just one of many events. I said Saskatoon, packed with events. Regina got stuff going on. Delisle's big sports dinner is happening tonight. We haven't even chatted about that today, but looking forward to that this weekend. So much going on. Okay, Bugs and Hugs, let's get going. Phone lines are ringing already, so I'm going to start with William in Lipton, Saskatchewan. William, bug or hug today?
Doug, on my behalf, Mr. Bray would be to Vladimir Zelensky.
You say a bug for Zelensky?
Hug.
Okay.
My great big hug to Mr. Zelensky, Vladimir, the president of the Ukraine.
Okay, explain. What you're wishing that we can get some kind of resolution finally in this war?
I guess, Mr. Bray, the initial thing is, why would Putin start something with all these innocent people? I mean, it's just the resolution may be that Putin just comes to his senses and stops the war.
Do you think there's any chance of that happening as a result of the meeting happening today, William?
I don't think. In my estimation, Mr. Bray, President Trump is a great follower of Putin, and has been. And he's tried to liken himself to Putin over the years. And initially, when the war started, he commended Putin on what he had done. And so he is so unpredictable, President Trump, so unpredictable in what he says. And as I say, he congratulated him and thought it was a wonderful deed of what he did. So, no, President Trump will never be able to do anything about it other than Putin coming to his senses. And that is extremely doubtful that that will ever happen. And I give big hugs again to Vladimir Zelensky for holding on through all this pain and agony that he has.
It's been a long time, hasn't it? This war has been going on for a long time. William, I appreciate you calling in. Lots of people on the text line with bugs or hugs, one way or the other, in this conflict, which, of course, is very topical today because Trump and Putin are meeting in Alaska. 1-877-332-8255. Let's grab one more call before we take our first break. This is Bugs and Hugs, though. It's going right up till 11 o'clock, so still lots of time. Text line is busy. Al, in Regina. A bug today. What is it, my friend?
Okay, Evan, I've got a neighbor on Quinn Drive. You know, all my speed stories we have on Quinn Drive, but yep. That's what I've been hearing, the sirens going off and lots of guys getting caught on Quinn Drive speeding on our Shitzhund and Wisconsin Parkway backing onto the park. They're doing a very good job, the police department. Anyways, my neighbor, 29 block Quinn Drive, she's got a hedge about 14 feet high on my side, overhanging my property 4 feet, on the south side, probably overhanging into the back lane 4 to 5 feet. He won't cut the hedge. East side, the neighbor actually on the east side of his lot, of his house, basically started doing it himself, kind of an older couple, they did it themselves because he wouldn't do it. But religiously, the former owner of this house, which was only 3.5 years ago, former owner, the father and the three sons religiously cut that hedge for 43 years. 4 feet high, 3.5 feet wide, mm-hmm. Beautiful hedge.
Kept it trimmed.
This guy comes along, and he just lets it go wild. I phoned by law enforcement. They came out. They can't do nothing about it.
Well, can you trim the stuff that's hanging over on your yard?
I could, but here's the problem, Evan. I'm 80 years old.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a trimming. I have to spend a lot of money to do this. I've got a fence which is halfway down the fence line, mm-hmm. Excuse me, property line, and I can't finish it because he won't cut. It's his. Put it this way. I'm going at past precedence. The former owner cut it for 43 years.
Yeah.
He comes here and leaves it grow wild like it was like a forest.
And we know those hedges can get away. I've seen that happen many times. You know, I can tell you, there's nothing simple about neighborhood disputes or neighbor conflicts. Dealt with many of those through the years. Al, I hope that maybe you can get some resolution. If nothing else, hopefully you feel a bit better blowing off a little steam on Bugs and Hugs today. Okay, let's take our break. We will be right back taking your Bugs and Hugs right up till 11 o'clock. Here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Why don't you do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka.
Bugs and Hugs on a Friday morning, 1-877-332-8255. A lot of people sending a hug out to Pierre Polyev for coming on the show this morning, live in studio, of course, in town with his announcement yesterday about the push towards the federal government. Number one, pulling away from that contract $1 billion. Yes, $1 billion that they have approved spending with regard to a loan to BC Ferries for the purchase of Chinese-made vessels. As you heard Pierre Polyev say this morning, that money should be spent making those vessels, making those boats here in Canada, using Canadian steel, using Canadian workers. That just one of many things. The canola tariffs from China definitely have Pierre Polyev worked up. There has been some criticism that it's been crickets from Ottawa. In fact, I've got Les from Corning on the line with a bug, and I believe that's where you're headed, Les, correct?
That is right, Evan, on a nice Friday morning. A little cool, but oh well. See, China increased its importing of canola from Russia by 40%. This was after the 100% tariff on the automobiles that Canada threw on. Now, Mark Carney, okay, that's fine and dandy to Mark Carney. He took off out of the country and went into hiding. Now, Pierre Polyev's coming out and saying, yeah, okay, cancel that $1 billion investment. And the government saying, well, we can't do anything about it, Evan, because the government isn't even involved. Well, of course they are. They're pulling your leg like you wouldn't believe. That's taxpayers' dollars, so that's government-controlled. Not only go after China on that one, block all purchasing from housing to China in Canada. Mm-hmm. Any land buying.
Prevent the investments from China into Canada is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Do you think we should be taking off the 100% Chinese-made EV tariffs or leaving them on?
I say pull them off. The EV mandate in Canada, it's a failing thing. You're going to see automotive dealers close their doors because of this, like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. And what does it all boil down to? Carbon. Okay, and now Carney wants to deal with the United States, and Trump's saying no way, because Carney's saying, oh, okay, everything that leaves Canada has a carbon pricing on it. Well, that's ludicrous. And he's going to drive this country into the ground. Well, he already is.
It's interesting because yesterday, of course, Mark Carney was heard from on this topic, saying he's been having conversations with Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe, and that there will be supports for farmers. They're working on it right now. Discussions are underway. No details on that, but that did come out yesterday. 1-877-332-8255. I did find it interesting this morning that what we heard from Pierre Poilievre is there needs to be a stronger fight with China. So he is not a person that says, let's take the EV tariffs off the Chinese electric vehicles. He is saying, leave them on. In fact, he went as far as to say, this is a way for China to have influence and information from our country, everything from GPS to you know what, who knows what, I should say, in these electric vehicles. So it was an interesting point. I've been of the mindset, let's get rid of the EV tariff so that hopefully China gets rid of the canola tariffs. Whatever the answer is, we need to do it quick. We need to do it swift to help out our farmers. 1-877-332-8255. I want to go to Michael in Saskatoon. You've got a hug for me today. Who is it, Michael?
I've got a hug for you. This was a couple weeks ago. My wife and kids and I were up at the Emma Lake with my parents, and it was around supper time, having happy hour out at the front, and the local CEO from the Lakeland Police Department dropped by, or was doing his rounds, and stopped by, and first we thought he was going to give us crap for drinking and having snacks out front, but he stopped and saw that we had the kids out. My son's 7, my daughter's 6 with partial autism, and he showed them around their car, his car. He had my son sit in the front of his car, got to turn the sirens on. He told my daughter she can stand back, it's a little bit loud. They both got to sit in the back of the car. He put handcuffs on my son. It was awesome.
Wow. I mean, that's community policing 101, right?
Yeah, I was going to call you last week, Evan, but you were on holidays, so I figured you would like this story.
Yeah.
Being a former cop.
Yeah, I do love stories like that, like a real positive, great connection with a front line. So hats off to whoever the officer was from the Lakeland Police.
Yeah, it was Jared from the
Lakeland. Oh, it was Jared. Okay, we know the name. That's awesome. Well, Michael, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Evan. Have a good day.
1-877-332-8255. Some people in the text line are saying, you know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of hearing about this Chapel Roan song about Saskatchewan. Did you catch Jimmy Fallon last night? So Jimmy Fallon, well, you know what? I'll play it for you. It's just a short clip. He basically made a spoof of a few other popular songs that he said had the word Saskatchewan in them. Of course, there's a little bit of editing done, but it's kind of funny to listen to. We'll talk about that and continue on with Bugs and Hugs when we come back. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
That's awesome.
Way to go. Neat, okay.
Oh, thank you, son of
bitches. I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
People. Got a bug? Keep on learning. 1-877-332-8255. You can share it with us just like Hank did from Regina. A big bug for all the scooters that don't follow the road rules. And a continued bug to the parents who don't teach their children how to ride these scooters properly. It's that simple. Shoot us a text at 1-877-332-8255. David Assiniboia bugged by Chapel Roan. He says this new single of hers, Subway, which mentions Saskatchewan, I think the song sucks, and I don't think it's good for our province. Dave, there's a lot of people that disagree with you. I'm sure you've heard the song. I need a promise. 4 months is feeling they gone up this city. I'm moving to Saskatchewan. So, I mean, that song, I mean, there's been songs that have mentioned Saskatchewan in them or have been about Saskatchewan over the years. This, though, one by a fairly influential young artist in the United States who is now saying, promising that she's going to come to Saskatchewan to do a concert. It has people Googling Saskatchewan, wanting to find out more. Last night, Jimmy Fallon on his show actually made a little bit about it.
Speaking of music, Chapel Roan's new song, The Subway, has sparked a tourism boom in Saskatchewan. Yeah, she mentions it in the song, but I don't see what the big deal is, because there's actually a bunch of other songs that mention Saskatchewan, but they're not getting any press.
Really?
Well, like this one here. Yeah,
it's a party in Saskatchewan.
You know, yeah, see what I mean? I mean, also, like this one, too. You know what I'm saying? That never get any press pickup at all. No press pickup. This one, too.
If you're lost, if you love, then you will find me. Saskatchewan.
Yeah, you know that one? I mean, that's a jam that we all know and love.
You know, the fact that Saskatchewan has those strong four syllables in the name maybe make it an easy one to fit in to a few songs anyway. Thought it was kind of funny. Caught it on Greg Morgan's morning show this morning on CJME and wanted to replay the Jimmy Fallon clip. Songs that you didn't know had the word Saskatchewan hidden in them. Nonetheless, Chapel Roan will see if she makes it to the province or not. Dave from Assiniboia. My guess is this isn't going away anytime soon. So despite your bug, which I appreciate you sharing with us, it probably will continue. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, Edwin from Regina has been waiting patiently. I know in the summertime, construction is a bug for many people. What is it for you, Edwin?
Well, it's not the construction. We just spent, what, a billion or $2 billion? That's with a B, to build an overpass. Less than 2 kilometers down the road west of the overpass at Grand Coulee, we're putting in truck turning lane. Why couldn't the trucks go to the overpass?
I noticed that the other day, actually. I had to make a quick trip to Moose Jaw. I guess it's over a week ago now. And it's heavy construction going on there to allow them, obviously, to turn towards Grand Coulee.
Right, but they could have went to the bypass. It's, what, 2K down the road?
Yeah.
It would be safer.
Mm-hmm. So
I just don't get it.
Not well thought out is your point.
Exactly.
Well, 1-877-332-8255 is where you can make your points, your bugs. So the point is, if you're driving by that part, so this is just west of Regina, where the turnoff is to Grand Coulee. It's a fairly sharp turn, and my guess is, obviously, that's a high-traffic, high-speed corridor. In the vein of safety, they're putting in these turning lanes that will allow the bigger trucks, and I would suggest all vehicles, to merge in a way that is much safer. The point being, and what Edwin is saying, is you literally go, a kilometer and a half towards Regina, and you've got the entry onto the bypass, which does exactly the same thing. My guess, it's an initiative driven by the province, by SGI, by Saskatchewan Highways, because of the danger. That number one highway, especially, well, there's parts of it all throughout the entire province, but that part between Regina and Moose Jaw has been a victim to many tragic incidents. My guess is that's why they've decided to do that. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Derek in Saskatoon. What's your bug today, Derek?
Shoplifting.
Anything in particular? Have you been witnessing it? Or?
Yeah. So I was in Shoppers in Market Mall, and my daughter and I were there, and this lady just walked out with a bunch of cosmetics and went out the entrance door. So I signaled a worker, and a few other employees all got together, and they stood there and they watched her. She just went in the hallway, loaded all her stuff into a basket on the park bench or on the hallway bench, and her friend showed up with another basket full of goodies from the mall. And then they just casually walked, and I called out and said, shouldn't you come back to the till and pay? But I'm there with my six-year-old.
Right.
I'm hoping other people would, you know, step in, or maybe some of the staff at Shoppers would do something, or they'd try to slow her down, get mall security in. Nothing. They let her go outside. So then my daughter and I, we finish at Shoppers. We leave the mall. I'm driving away. I see at the bus station, they're just sitting there with their baskets of goods. So I called Shoppers and just said, hey, if you're still looking for them, they're sitting at the bus station. And they said, well, we probably won't do much about it. And I thought, you know, what would it have been like in 1960 if that happened? Or,
yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure more people would have stopped it. They would have apprehended her. It would have been a different story. It's sickening to see. People just get away with it.
It's a sad state of where, like, maybe we'll start with society, but I think the retail industry has become numb to it. And I've heard so many stories of people that work in a retail environment where it's just it's almost built into the budget, the amount of shoplifting that happens. Even if they have someone posted in the store as a security person, which of course is an extra cost, all of this gets translated down to you and I. It's reflected in the cost of the goods. But the other side of it is, of course, you wouldn't want people to step in and intervene, risk being hurt over property. But you would hope that maybe there could be security or someone to respond quickly. But it's becoming more and more brazen. We're seeing it in daylight and in some cases almost more violent, where the swarming happens into a store. They'll smash the display, take jewelry, take cigarettes, whatever the case may be, and walk out. And not flee, not run, walk out, as we just heard described. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. Let's go to our friend Dwayne in Carrot River. Dwayne, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind during Bugs and Hugs?
Well, I'm really bugged by this China electric car thing, and that people across Canada think that Carney, a Liberal, or Polyev, a Conservative, should be doing something about this. What in the world would be wrong with Canadians saying, we're not going to buy a Chinese electric car ever in our lifetime, and the problem is solved? It's Canadians that are causing this problem, and I'm curious to know, are these the dealerships for these cars going to be on the Walmart parking lot?
It does come down to a choice, doesn't it? And we talk about it outside of electric vehicles in even this trade war that's going on with the states. Consumers, us as individuals, have the ability to make our own statement. That's the point you're making.
Yes, we just Canadians have to smarten up. We got to fight this together, not expect their politicians to.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate the call, Dwayne, as always. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. Yes, green and white prognostications is happening at noon. Random text on the text line. Hey, Evan, is green and white progs happening today? Rider game tomorrow. That's right. Ticats in playing at Mosaic Stadium tomorrow. It's a 1 o'clock matinee game in the afternoon, which for people that are traveling, great. Going to love that. The weather should be cooperative. And green and white prognostications happening today at 12 o'clock. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. Let's take one more call before we head into another break. I want to grab Mark in Osler. Been waiting patiently. Thanks for calling in. What's your bug today, Mark?
Hey, Evan, hope you're doing good. I'm a little bit bugged about Trump and his trade deal that we've been talking about with Canada. A caller earlier had said that Trump is random, very sporadic, unpredictable. And, you know, I hate to say this because I know you have a very old head pro-Zionist fan base, but ever since these Epstein files have shown that Trump is in them, he's completely controlled, he's exposed, and he's in the pocket of Israel. He's never going to make a trade deal with Canada as long as we recognize Palestine as an independent state. So that's my bug.
So your bug is with Trump, but also with Canada?
My bug is with Trump that he's, you know, he's not doing the right thing.
Okay,
and he's really blackmailed.
Gotcha. Well, I gotcha. No problem. Hey, you're not alone, Mark. There are if I tried to get to every Trump bug that was on the text line, there's a lot of them. I will try and hit a couple here. In fact, let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to try and dig into the text line a little deeper. There's a number of texts that have come in. Bugs and Hugs, always love this opportunity to hear from you. A wide array of things that could be bugging you, or maybe some hugs you want to send out on what's going to be a great and busy weekend in our province. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in. I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Bugs and Hugs continuing right up till 11 o'clock. There are a number of people that on the text line are sending a hug in to Pierre Poilievre for appearing live on the show this morning. But then I got a bug from Dylan in Saskatoon. Why is an unelected politician from Alberta making a statement in Saskatoon? Doesn't he have someone to be, somewhere to be? Like, I don't know, running for a job he's stealing from a fairly elected official? Says Dylan in Saskatoon. So if I'm tallying up the hugs for Pierre Poilievre being on the show and the bugs for Pierre Poilievre being on the show, it's lopsided in favor of people that are happy he was on the show. But there are a few that say, doesn't he have better things to be doing? Why are we giving him airtime? Well, we're giving him airtime because he's the leader of the Conservative Party. Yes, there's the whole backstory, the by-election and all that stuff. He's still the leader of the party. And I would suggest that's not changing in January when they have their leadership convention and party convention in January. The party showing that is still continuing to have strong support for Pierre Poilievre. Here's a hug. Ben from Calgary, who's originally from Emerald Park, he says, I've got a couple of hugs. Hug to four of Saskatchewan hockey officials getting selected for the 20. This one is on the line right now. Which one? The hockey official? Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm just, as I'm talking to you, Adam is talking to me in my headphones here, letting me know. Don't read it. Go to Ben. He's on the line. Ben, thanks for calling in. I was just about to read your text.
Heard that, Evan. Thanks for getting that out there.
But, okay, yeah, well, let's give the shout out. What is the shout out, yeah, Ben?
Just wanted to give a hug out to four Saskatchewan officials that got selected for the 2026 Olympics.
This is a big deal. What are the names of the officials, do you know, that are selected?
We got Sienna Leffers, Alex Clark, Tarrington Wyonzik, and Michelle McKenna.
That's awesome. So they're selected as hockey officials for the 2026 Olympics.
Awesome. You betcha, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, Ben, I appreciate you calling in. And hey, thanks for listening. Being originally from Saskatchewan, you're in Calgary. Always appreciate having you on the show.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
All right, thank you. 1-877-332-8255. We were talking about shoplifting earlier. Let's stay on that topic for a second. Bring Larry from Saskatoon into the conversation.
If we think of back before the lockdowns and the pandemic, how many small and medium businesses we've lost over the last 5 years. You add in the shoplifting costs. The number of businesses who can take that any longer are going to drop and drop. I spoke to a manager in a store, large store, comparatively speaking, $5,000. It wasn't $5,000. The courts won't take it seriously, so they don't prosecute. And so they actually take their video, add up the video of a particular guy. If they can get particular guys and they can estimate it, oh, that's more than $5,000, then they might go to court.
Wow.
The anecdote for you, a fellow who bought a small retail business and doesn't have a real high markup, he was dealing with that. And when he found that the police were no longer going to show up, and because there really wasn't much they could do and the courts wouldn't take it seriously, then he did what he had to do. He confronts them physically and will fight with them and not let them get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And because he has brown skin, no one says anything.
Which, well, I mean, it's there's so many factors to this. Obviously, the you know, confronting the person like that, unless you're trained, your security or whatever, it can be dangerous. We've seen situations unfold that haven't been great. Ultimately, we need some changes in the law. We need people being held accountable. We need it being taken seriously. Consequences for people that are committing these crimes. I know this is impossible, but I'm going to try it. We've got literally 1 minute, Cal. 1 minute. Go.
Hey, good morning, Evan. I think Dylan and I would have an interesting debate. My bug is, if you remember our conversation a little while ago, I said that the tariffs were going to come in, and you had said that you thought there'd be a last minute. So I hate to be that guy to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And my hug goes out to you, though, as well, you and Frank. Thank you so much for allowing you to promote the Jamboree down here in Oxbow, the Bow Valley Jamboree. It ended up being a great time, and the headliners were awesome, and so I got a lot of traction in town.
That's good. I'm glad we got you some street cred down there. Not that you needed the help, Cal, that's for sure. Always appreciate you joining the conversation. Boy, bugs and hugs, we could have kept going. I know there's still some on the text. I'm going to try and weave those in throughout the show, but we're far from done yet. 5440's founding member joining us. It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson. Green and white prognostications and more still to come here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.